This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Every day for over a week, masses of people in Albuquerque have showed up in public to condemn state violence against Black people and call for systemic change. Though national narratives have characterized Black Lives Matter protests as volatile and prone to violence, Albuquerque saw thousands of people all week, peacefully marching, mourning individuals killed by police, celebrating Black culture, and speaking out. City administration made it harder to get to several of the events, blocking access to most of the downtown area with concrete barricades starting Friday. Here's what the KUNM team saw and heard just this weekend, starting with reporter Yasmin Khan.
About 300 people gathered in Civic Plaza Friday night as the group Millions for Prisoners joined forces with Black Lives Matter to protest police brutality and the prison industrial complex, and to host an art walk. Organizer Celinda Guerrero spoke of her husband, who was arrested on a parole violation last week, and who she says is being retaliated against for their activism.
Our short-term ask is that people call Michelle Lujan Grisham to free my husband, Clifton White. My long-term goal is to defund systems of oppression and invest in our community.
Andres Valdez, executive director of Vecinos United, says his organization is working on a Senate bill to change how police are prosecuted when they commit a crime.
The condonement, police get away with what they want, almost with impunity. The people that are responsible making sure cops are prosecuted when they commit crimes are district attorneys, and they don't.
A couple hundred demonstrators from Civic Plaza marched up Lomas to the University of New Mexico, where a candlelight vigil was taking place for Breonna Taylor. She was killed in mid-March by police in Kentucky in her home. She would have turned 27 on Friday. The crowd, hundreds of people, if not thousands, at the duck pond sang.
Come on, guys, come on.
This little light of mine, and I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine.
Organizers set up an altar. People sat still and quiet in the grass, holding candles for well over an hour while speakers talked about what they've experienced and what needs to change. Low-flying police helicopters circled above, and the event was surrounded by police cars in the distance. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.
I'm Nash Jones. On Saturday afternoon, about 200 people gathered for an event on Albuquerque's Civic Plaza, which included musical performances, prayers, and speeches. Mayor Tim Keller spoke, praising the city's police for reducing its excessive use of force over the last 5 years. He noted the city had checked off 6 of the 8 can't wait reforms for reducing police brutality from the national advocacy group Campaign Zero.
Now, that doesn't mean they're followed all of the time. That doesn't mean that there are not mistakes.
On stage, Deputy Chief Harold Medina touted the Albuquerque Police Department's commitment to listening to community concerns, but was met with calls from the crowd to answer to last week's arrest of a local Black activist for an administrative parole violation that his family says was retaliatory.
Thank you.
What about Clifton White?
What about Clifton White?
He left the podium without acknowledging the questions. Event organizer Josh Perez with Takeover Productions says he appreciated that Medina spoke, but thought he was going to answer questions.
I feel that he let down the city. There's people crying out in here. We walked off like we didn't matter, so that's where I'm set with him.
While the action was peaceful throughout, at one point, large fireworks were set off in the crowd, causing alarm. They sounded like bombs. No one was injured, and attendees calmed down quickly. It was unclear who was responsible. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
And I'm Hannah Colton. Sunday afternoon's Strong Black Fathers event on Civic Plaza was emceed in part by children. Organizer Arthur Bell stressed the importance of teaching anti-racism to kids. He talked about the school-to-prison pipeline.
As a Black child, you are 4 times more likely to be suspended from school for anything. Once you start getting suspended, that sets you up in that system, and that's why.
Any and all kids were invited up to the mic.
Black lives have to be treated like people like to.
Yeah!
And be equal. Black lives matter.
Yeah!
Later over at Roosevelt Park, hundreds gathered for a celebration of Black culture.
This song is about New Mexico.
Here's artist Tulips. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Outside the trailer park, that's where I got my start. Running down the dirt road to work.
I also contributed to this report. Find more of our reporting on the Black Lives Matter movement on KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.